Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This pizza is absolutely in crinkulent limits.
I'm so glad that we got some food today. Thank you for helping to treat Grandpa.
And we actually used real cash, which was exciting.
It was a team effort for me, you, and Marianne for the pizza today.
Marianne Ritchie came up big with a $5 bill. I was pulling out crumpled ones like it was a bar in Buffalo at 4:30 in the morning in 1986.
I was wondering what you were doing with all those ones, Joe. I pulled out a bill, and you had a couple of bills, and we created it into law, and we're able to get a pizza.
Where's the mongoose? Is he here?
He's back.
All right. Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. He had a great piece, by the way, after the game the other day called, "Is This Rock Bottom Under Mike Tomlin?" And you had a lot of the details of how the day went with the crowd. Tell us what you captured there, Brian, what you saw, what you heard, and why you wrote that piece.
Well, I almost thought the lead to it was going to be, was it that 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 that they ran it and didn't get it? And I think you couldn't see it on the TV copy, I don't think, but I'm sure the all 22 watchers, or if you had a perfect vantage point in the stadium, Roman Wilson like flopped and did like a trust fall 20 yards or more from the ball, I guess, in some sort of effort to draw a penalty flag. And that's when the boos started really raining down the first time. And then, 4 minutes into the fourth quarter, the scoreboard flickers after that fourth down stuff of Kenny Gainwell. And I think we all in the press box were like, are they going to do it? Are they going to play this? Oh, no, they've thought better of it. Read the room. It's not the right time. And then they did it anyway. And that, I think, just made it worse. And Renegade was completely just lambasted by the fans. I'm sure Bills fans were booing it too. Why wouldn't you at that state of the game? And then the fire Tomlin chance, which I thought started leaking out a little earlier, and I texted my in-laws who were at the game, and I said, did you hear that? And they said, yeah, a little bit. And then that time it was loud and clear, and it was unprecedented, at least for the Steelers under Tomlin and the Steelers in that building. So yeah, I mean, it's weird to think that that's happening when they're still in first place with this much of the season left to play, but with 4 losses in their last 7 games, 6-6, and just getting absolutely bludgeoned like that by the Bills, it's also not surprising.
Well, our friend The Limitless Wonder has a bunch of clips from the news conference. Limits, why don't you tell us what they are, and Brian and I will riff on them.
First, let's start with a short clip, Brian, based on the Steelers' identity at this point, 12 games in.
Identities as a team yet?
Yeah, 6-6, and I don't like it.
You didn't really like that one, Brian, huh?
I think that's the kind of quotes that people would rather hear from Mike Tomlin more often rather than some sort of, the usual fan complaint of word salad to try to get around to some politically correct response to that question. Oh, a physical team, one that wants to turn you over and plays a Steelers brand of football whenever. Like, no, nobody really wants to hear that right now. So I thought that was one of his better answers of the day.
It really is stunning in the meantime that when this franchise continues to push the notion that it's all about physicality around here and we draft guys with Steeler DNA, that happens every year, Brian. Every single year, Adrian Clem, back in 21, they were going to be, quote, nasty, and they drafted Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green and Dan Moore and Najee Harris and Buddy Johnson. And
Zach Banner was going to start.
Right. And the 2022 draft was, quote, steeped in physicality, we were told. The 23 draft featured more of the same. It just doesn't translate. You know, last year, and Tom was asked about this today. Last year, the Eagles shoved the ball down their throats for 10 and a half minutes to end the game, and the Ravens ran for 300 yards rushing. Somebody said, what was your response to that in the offseason? They asked today. And Tomlin said we wanted to get, you know, bigger, stronger. That's why we drafted who they drafted. And then they just had a game where the Bills ran the same play the whole game for 250 yards. It something's broken around here. You agree?
Yeah, and there aren't really many fixes that obviously present themselves to me. I mean, personnel-wise, what else do you have? I mean, I guess you could bench like a Keanu Benton or somebody like that, but Derek Harmon's hurt. So he's not playing this week. Y.A. Black, I mean, I thought I kind of had him circled. I wrote about him in the Sunday paper. I didn't think he was particularly good in a big spot. They kept running off that right side where he was usually in the base defense. I think
he got pushed around the other day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y.A. Black has turned into why'd they draft him.
Why isn't he the nose tackle?
I don't know.
Keanu, the defensive end, I think, is a reasonable question to ask, but even Derek Harmon, I think, brings, you know, more, he's a little more stout, I think, than Keanu Benton. I think Keanu Benton can be a very good player in the NFL, but I feel like he's miscast as a Steelers nose tackle.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be the next guy who I just saw this today. Some Chargers blogger or beat writer tweeted out an esoteric stat about a cornerback coverage. And you know who the guy is who's like way at the top of the league in one of these metrics? Dante Jackson.
Really?
Not only is he playing for the Chargers, but he's playing well, apparently. So, and I thought he was terrible last year for the Steelers. Granted, he was hurt a lot and had a back injury, but I thought the picks that he had were kind of fool's gold and he wasn't very good in coverage. The more of these that happen, you're going to ask, why are guys not succeeding and thriving with the Steelers? Because I think that was one of their saving graces for so long, was when they cut bait from someone, they let them walk or release them or trade them. They generally don't find success elsewhere. They get out sometimes too late, but almost never too early. And man, this continues to happen. I don't know how the 2022 draft was steeped in physicality with Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, DeMarvin Leal. Man, what a top three picks those were. Oh boy.
Fan Twitter.
Go ahead, Joe.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can talk to our dear friend City Limits on the Fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Brian Bacco on the Fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can take a look at them, the Baconian Mongoose in the wild, in the library, at home. On our YouTube channel, the subscriber rate is skyrocketing here. So are the numbers. Tons of people watching us on YouTube. Go to 937thefan.com. That'll take you there, or go straight to YouTube. Mongoose?
I'm going to tie this back into something else Tomlin said today about how they want to get good men who happen to be good at football. Secondarily, you hope they love football.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic, sometimes I just sit and stare at the Wikipedia page of the 2019 Steelers draft. It was my first one on the beat. It was actually like my first weekend on the beat. When I switched from Pitt football to the Steelers, we did it right around draft time, and it was like, okay, go see how it is to cover the draft at the facility, get to know people, you'll come in with these rookies. The first rounder, Devin Bush, and then Deontay Johnson, and then Justin Lane, and then Benny Snell, and then Zach Gentry, and then there was a trio of sixth-round picks. I don't think I've missed anybody so far. This is off the top of my head. Ulysses Gilbert was one of them. Isaiah Bugs, who was like banned from the league for a while for animal cruelty or something. And then Sutton Smith, who didn't make the team out of camp. And I think they had a seventh rounder by the name of Derwin Gray. What a draft that was.
Wow.
To set back this franchise at a time that they were going through a cleansing, to use Mike Tomlin's word, after Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell were gone.
That is really frightening. Next.
The, you know, players pan out and don't, but the character that seemed to be involved with the guys in that draft, goodness gracious.
Yeah. We go out to get good men. Give me a jerk, okay? Their quarterback was a jerk for the first 5 years of his career, and he led him to a Super Bowl and everything else. We bring in good men who happen to be good football players. Get out of here with that. Get more jerks in here then. Limits.
Tomlin said that he understands the fire Tomlin chants at the game.
Mike, you talk a lot about frustration, and you have said you understand the fans' frustration. What is it like for you personally when they're calling for you to go?
You know, in general, I agree with them. From this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go. And winning is what makes this thing go.
I didn't know where he was headed at the beginning. I thought we were headed for a very, very eye-opening answer there. I didn't know what was happening when he said, you know, people are chanting to fire you. And he said, I generally agree with them. I didn't know where we were
going
there.
Don't lead with that, Mike. Mike, don't lead with that. Also, that was an unusual voice. I'm not sure who that was, but you know when you hear the unusual voices at the Tomlin news conference, there's a big story afoot.
Who was that?
Someone's coming in. I don't know. I don't know.
Who was it, Limits?
I also have no idea. I was wondering the same thing.
Can we hear her voice again and try to decipher it?
Yeah, we can.
Talk a lot about frustration, and you have said you understand the fans' frustration. What is it like for you personally when they're calling for you to go?
I don't know who that is either. I'm sorry.
Times over the years, back when I was a regular at the Tomlin pressers, that I can remember, like, the non-sports people crashing in to ask the question.
Yeah.
I think Mason Rudolph's concussion, which we know I also have some history with, unfortunately or fortunately. Tomlin potentially getting traded to the Washington football team, I feel like, was one of them that was weird.
Yeah.
And then I think certainly during COVID, granted we were on Zoom, but around that time, those were a few off the top of my head. And probably the anthem thing, I would think, but that was before my time. Anyway, you could tell he thought about that answer, I think. I think that was one that he was like, all right, I know I'm going to get some version
For sure.
of this again Yep. 2 days later. Let me gather myself, collect my thoughts. And even though I've been doing this for 19 years, this is a first. And I'm going to have to answer this one a certain way. I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth or say the wrong thing. So I thought it was about as well as you can answer those. And to for everything that we want to ding Mike for and have fun at his expense, like, he has almost always hit the right note in my mind when he gets asked about fans booing.
I agree.
Frustration. Because the only thing you can really say is, we expect, you know, we expect to be held to a high standard. They're the paying customer. You know, I don't know that he's ever brought this line out, but basically, if you don't like it, there's plenty of D3 and D2 teams who need coaches, and your friends and family aren't going to boo you from the stands if that's
yeah. Except if you're Pat Narduzzi and you say, "I guess we live in Boo City." That was not a good answer. Remember that
right,
one?
Right, right. Or Phil Jurkovec, who I like a lot, but I think that was kind of the beginning of the end for him. Was when he couldn't sort of and the other thing that I want to make clear, I don't even necessarily disagree. Like, you can think that booing at games isn't productive or isn't helpful for the team or is, you know, whatever, disrespectful. Like, reasonable minds can disagree on that, but you just can't say that from the podium, I don't think, because it's only going to make things worse for you as far as the public-facing imaging of your brand there. And a couple players have diverted from that recently. I mean, Jack Sawyer said it was BS yesterday when we asked him. Now, they can have their own opinions. I remember Deontay Johnson was always one to do the whole, if you think you can do this better, why don't you come out here and play? That's never the tack that you want to take.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting back to AI, Brian, I'm just not sure what's real and what's not anymore. I'm reading AP, Associated Press, from Bangkok. A woman in Thailand shocked temple staff when she started moving in her coffin after being brought in for cremation. They give her name, and then they say that the guy who was overseeing this limits said, "I was a bit surprised, so I asked them to open the coffin, and everyone was startled. I saw her opening her eyes slightly and knocking on the side of the coffin. She must have been knocking for quite some time." You think? They had her slated for that, Brian, and then she pops up like Ron at a tiki bar. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Like the Undertaker. If only we had Donnie Football or Malzi here for the wrestling references. But,
exactly.
What do you think of the song "One Night in Bangkok"? You like that song?
I've never heard it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of it, Brian?
Yeah, that's a pretty good song.
Yeah, I think like so. It. It's upbeat.
It's a real niche song. Like, where would you play it? I don't know. I'm probably not going to like listen to it driving around in my car. But another very funny scene from Sunday night, Joe. I don't know how many people caught this, but you can go back and watch it. When Aaron Rodgers got the question about that he didn't like or didn't want to go down that road about the coaching staff and if they're setting guys up for success with the practice habits, he unscrews the cap from his glass water bottle because we don't want microplastics. He starts answering the question with, "I know what you're trying to do." He never takes a drink, and then he screws the cap back on. That is one of the all-time, you know, that is like a pure sign of frustration in my mind. The cap screw off to nowhere.
Yeah.
Really, I was
a statement.
Chuckling about it.
Limits, did the woman waking up in the coffin frighten you at all hearing that story? Can you imagine hearing the knocking? Can you imagine knocking on the side of it?
Yeah. I'm speechless. I don't know what to make of it.
All right, I'll send you the link. You can tell me later.
You know what it kind of reminds me of?
What?
When they discovered what the mummy would sound like if he awoken from his slumber.
Ah! Ah!
Remember that?
Ah!
The mummy?
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's the sound that they said that a mummy would make if a mummy woke up right now, Brian.
Ah!
Sounds like a Steeler fan at this point.
I think that's been portrayed in movies, right? Brendan Fraser, the mummy whole series. My wife loves those movies.
Ah!
That's like you when you walk in to see Harry Callis every morning, especially today.
Oh, today. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not going to go down that road.
Unscrew the cap of your water bottle, limits. Look at Joe. Say you're not going down that road and then screw it back on.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers regrets coming here, Brian? Do you think he wishes he had maybe waited and gone to Minnesota or somewhere where they needed a quarterback and had an actual offense?
I thought that from the jump, and I actually thought the Vikings.
I remember you saying that. I remember you were one of the ones saying, yeah.
If the report, I've never been a JJ McCarthy believer, and they ran out this Max Brosmer guy the other day, and I didn't watch it, but I was playing against the Seahawks defense in fantasy. Things did not go well for me or Max Brosmer. Okay.
Max Brosmer.
I think that's his name, or Brosmer. So again, like, I thought the Vikings should have gone for Aaron Rodgers. And at that point, you just say, look, JJ, just take another year to watch and learn from one of the best to ever do it. We're not giving up on you. This is a one-year thing for him. You know, he's open to anything and attached to nothing. So we're going to bring him in for one season. Like Brett Favre, he's going to play indoors most of the games. He's going to throw to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and we're going to see if we can wring one more revenge tour out of him in the NFC North. I think in his heart of hearts, Aaron, how could Aaron not have preferred that with what Kevin O'Connell just did with Sam Darnold, with the weapons that they have there? Again, the dome factor, I think, is a real thing. We heard a little bit about his hesitancy, at least, with practicing in the elements. So, yeah, and especially with the way it's gone for McCarthy. I mean, it would have been the perfect landing spot for both sides. They both, well, I don't know if Aaron screwed it up because he might have wanted to go there, but the Vikings screwed it up. Look at their record.
Now I'm fascinated with Maxwell Brosmer. This guy had one of the worst games in history in their 26.
Peterman-esque.
Yeah, well, funny you should say that. I'm reading a story right now. It was a 26-0 loss to Seattle a couple days ago. PFF gave him a 22.0 offensive grade and said he had one of the worst games in the history of football. They compare it to Mac Jones, who was 12.
Ben DiNucci?
Well, I'll give you the name in a second. Mac Jones was 12 of 21 for 81 yards and two interceptions in a 10-7 loss to the Giants. But here's the guy. Here's the guy. Nate Peterman from week 11 in 2017. Ready for this, Limits? For the Buffalo Bills, completed 6 of 14 passes for 66 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions in the first half.
Yeah, that was a really good game he played.
That was one of those games I remember where I was because it was so such a debacle. Poor Nathan Peterman. Oh. My wife and I went to dinner at some pierogi place downtown for whatever reason that night. Like it's a core memory.
Yeah, where were you? Yeah.
Same with that Ben DiNucci game. I mean, you know, Ben, great guy, liked him a lot. He didn't have any reps because it was the COVID year, so he didn't even get to play in the preseason. If you remember, Dak got hurt for some reason. He was their backup. And I think maybe Andy Dalton got hurt too, so that's why he was ascended to number two.
It's tremendous stuff.
And it was one of the worst games ever against the Eagles on, I think, Sunday Night Football. And he didn't get to start the next week against the Steelers. It was so bad. They threw out Garrett Gilbert.
Not as bad as this. Peterman, Maxwell Brosmer, and do you remember when Kendall Hinton, a Broncos wide receiver, had to play quarterback in 2020?
Oh, that's because everyone had COVID.
I do.
Yeah, exactly.
And he
went 1 for 9 for 13 yards and 2 interceptions, and that might be the worst game ever played.
Yeah, I think that's a big reason why they started generating momentum for the emergency third quarterback too, because people were like, we can't do this to the product to have, you know, if your two quarterbacks go down, you have to bring in a fifth string receiver. This is no bueno.
Limits, do you have a final question for Brian before we mercifully let him go?
I just wonder who the Steelers wide receiver of choice would be that would become quarterback. Does that mean that Scotty Miller or Ben Skoranek in that situation, if it would have happened, would have been their quarterback?
No, back then I want to say like Randy Feitner. I think Randy. Oh, if it
Randy Feitner would have been the quarterback.
No, I think he said it would have been Ryan Switzer. This year, probably Kenny Gainwell. He played quarterback in high school. He has a very funny. There's a funny video that someone did on YouTube where they're just watching Kenny Gainwell's highlights on Huddle or whatever, and this random dude is narrating it. And despite being the quarterback for his high school team, Kenny doesn't throw the ball until about 6 or 7 minutes in. And I was fascinated by it one day.
My real question was, how big of a loss is Broderick Jones for basically the rest of the year, even though Tomlin won't confirm it?
I mean, I thought he had been up and down this season and unfortunately was playing pretty well against the Bears before the dude jumped on his neck or Broderick ducked his head or both. That's always scary when you hear about neck injuries. But I thought Andrews Pete. He didn't even have, I was going to say he had to play a full game for the first time in a while. He really didn't. It was 43 snaps for the offense. So jury's still out on whether he can play a full game at left tackle, but I didn't think he was noticeably bad and, you know, whatever. I don't know if it's a huge downgrade, but.
So I'll leave you with this, Brian. You didn't read anything into Rodgers questionable. Tomlin seemed to use that questionable denotation as sort of saying guys who might not be ready early in the week. you're convinced that Rodgers is going to play this game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I think this whole thing's been weird again. I mean, the starting quarterback injuries with the Steelers for the last 3 years have been odd situations handled oddly by Mike. But yeah, I think he's going to be out there against Baltimore. I'd be stunned otherwise.
We had a big brouhaha here with Doran Dickerson and Mark Cabali about Will Howard, where Doran suggested Will Howard should be elevated to number two. Do you think that could happen? And not this week, but that it could happen? And do you think if this really goes south, that Will Howard might start a game before the end of the year?
I think they'd basically have to be out of contention. Oh, the neighbors are ringing the doorbell to play with my kids who aren't home.
I'll let you go.
No, it's fine. I'll answer real quick, Joe. I'll just say I don't think the Steelers would do that. They generally are a little more rigid than that, I think, with the depth chart. But I will take us briefly back to August when I think we were having reasonable discussions of whether Skylar Thompson should be ahead of Mason Rudolph
The
depth chart. So
yeah, you think Skylar?
So yeah,
okay.
No, he's out, I think. But I'm just saying, as far as the Mason calculation goes, I didn't think he was great in preseason action either, but I don't think they'll make that switch at this point.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Now they're knocking.
Brian. Now they're knocking.
Wow. It's like the lady in the coffin. Thank you, Limits.
I better go.
I mean, Brian. What a nice man, huh, Limits?
Yeah, and there's people at the door. Maybe they want to sing Christmas carols.
Could be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.